Dickerson's on 9-2, asking for 2 minutes of your time.
The next time I need a new swimming suit, I'm going to consult you.
What is it?
The next time I need a new swimming suit, I'm going to consult you.
How are you doing, honey?
Fine, thank you. The reason I'm calling is this. We want to do a story this week without my interview on television, nothing like that, but we want to follow Jack Valenti all over with whatever he does and take pictures. And he said, I just talked to him, he said, no, I'm not going to do it. Every time I see your camera coming, I'm going to run the other way. And I said, well, we'll run after you. And
no, we don't want to do that. We don't want to take employees. You'll have more jealousy here than I can deal with now. I've got enough of it between the old ones and the new ones, and there's not anything he's doing that's important enough for your camera, and if it were, it oughtn't to be on camera. You'd have Bill Moyer and Ken O'Donnell and everybody else wondering why they weren't on it, you see.
Well, I just thought it just to show some of the people who have to work in the White House, and I didn't want to interview them.
No, I think it would create a lot of problems down here and create a lot with the staff, and we have enough of them. I try to keep him in the background and Bill Moyers and just let them do things that nobody else wants to do. So I can keep the old crowd running the shop. And I just have them to deal with the people that I know and problems that I have that didn't come up before. When the legislative, I let Larry handle it. And appointments, I let Ken handle it. Cabinet matters of security, I let Sorensen handle it. I'd have too much jealousies.
Matter of fact,
that's one of the problems I got now, is that leaking.
I understand the problem, but it was such an interesting story. Instead of taking all pictures of you all the time, and we thought we'd just follow one of your people. You wouldn't like us to do that with Rufus Youngblood, would you?
No, Rufus Youngblood, I don't know where I haven't seen him in a week.
You better know where you are, I'll tell you. Listen, what do you think of Linda Bird and Wary Lynn going on the Today Show with me, just talking about life in Washington?
I think it'd be all right. I don't have any objection.
You don't?
No.
I'm going on for the first time on the Today Show, and I thought it'd be great fun if they could just sit there and talk about how they like living here.
Yeah, I think it'd be all right.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now, I just wanted to say, as long as I've got you, if you can think of anything I can do for you ever, you'd be sure and let me know.
I'll do it, dear. You're sweet. I appreciate it.
I want to tell Linda you said that, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, sir. Bye.